98.9 FM, Murray Country, thank you so much for joining us on this wonderful Wednesday.
We are joined by some guests in the studio today who are here to tell us a little bit about an event that's coming up. Before we get into it, can you introduce yourselves and tell us who your mob is?
So I'm Blake Marshall. I'm the team manager for the Fortitude Valley's BRL side. I'm a proud Gubby Gubby man. And I'm located in the Moreton Bay region currently.
Nice, Blake. Yeah, my name's Sean Yorston, family of the Fishers. Got links to both the Birri and Yuman tribes from up there in northwest Queensland and down there in the Gulf Country. Yeah, I play for Valleys as well, and I'm one of the co-club captains.
I'm Liam Georgetown. I'm Yuraman Bigamore and Coal Mob, so yeah.
And you guys are from the Valley Diehards.
That's it.
Now, my nan would say that this is the best club that's been around, and she'll go on this whole yarn about how she doesn't like Broncos because they wrecked, when they came into NRL, apparently they wrecked the local.
They ruined
comp.
Everything.
And she's just like, she is a diehard. So she'll be very happy that you have this event coming up.
My family are the exact same too.
Yeah.
And my grandfather played for the Valley Diehards as well. And I think one year in 1955, they won every single game against every team.
Oof.
And took the premiership out. Yeah.
Have to go digging into those history books and
see
if he's gammon or what.
Ian's got some truth behind that story. But yeah, I heard some stories too where those Brisbane Broncos took all the best players across the Brisbane Rugby League competition. I think Wally Lawson was one of those. So, I think your nan's got a bit of truth there.
Yeah.
She's still salty about it. So coming up on Saturday the 21st of August, you have a very first Indigenous round happening at the club. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, so it's always been in the planning over the last 2 years since I've been involved in the club. We often see the NRL doing an Indigenous round and thought it'd be awesome to be able to do that at the BRL level, especially given the club's historic background and how many Indigenous players have been able to contribute to that. So we wanted to honour those past players, and we actually have a high rate in our current players. I think it's over 25% identify as Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander. So
that's awesome. So for those that want to come down on the day, what can they expect?
We have lots going on. Lots to expect. We've got traditional games being facilitated by Deadly Choices, an official ceremony that we're going to have a welcome to country, some traditional dances, market stalls with hoping to get artwork, jewellery, traditional foods, services in the area. Our people can link into those if needed as referral pathways. We have boomerang painting facilitated by Kabingai and a lot more.
Yeah, I can see here that you've got Say True God performing and DJ Big Mike from 5 p.m.
So just with Say True God, he's going to be in attendance. We're trying to con him up to...
Oh, just chuck him a mic. He'll be right.
Well, after he hears this, he might feel obligated.
So. Get on the mic, brother.
Yeah.
We might throw over to Sean or Liam. Can you speak to the club culture from a player perspective and why, you know, you are playing there right now? What brings you to the club?
Oh, well, I just came pretty much halfway through the season. So I spoke with probably before Christmas at I run into Ty, which is head coach of the BRL, and he kind of just, you know, put it out there that come down if you want, come and have a run. And just because of work commitments and family stuff, I couldn't come in at the time. But then, I don't know, just probably halfway through the season, I just decided to have a run, and, yeah, it's been good. So,
reckon you're going to stick around?
I might just, I don't know about this one, probably... Getting a bit old there, so I just came down and it was pretty much, it was a good thing too for so my kids can come and watch me play footy, so that was one main thing, and playing with Shawnee as well, he's my cousin, so, and there's a lot of a lot of Murray followers down there and TI followers down there, so which was good.
And you've been there for a while, right, Sean?
Yeah, I played all my juniors there from under sixes all the way through to under 16, 17s. But unfortunately back then they didn't have senior footy, so for the club now to be heading in the right direction with, you know, not only BRL, I've also got Reggie's, they've got under 20s and also Div 2, which provides a bit of a pathway for guys who leave high school and unfortunately can't make some of the higher grade football. They can stick with their junior clubs and continue on in that progression pathway. So I think, like Lummy was saying, it's good. A couple of us older boys are coming back to, I guess, give back to the local competition and bring some of the younger boys through and hopefully provide a bit of a pathway for them to go on to, you know, play Intra Super Cup or, you know, progress into the NRL. So,
yeah. And you have a already legendary women's team as well.
Yeah, the women's
smashing
team. They got a bit of attention. I think they went undefeated throughout the regular season, but unfortunately got pipped in the... in the main game against Burley, who's a strong outfit in themselves. But, yeah, it's good to see Women's Rugby League also progressing as well and fielding a strong side. There's a couple of Indigenous girls who contributed to that side as well. So, no, it was good.
Awesome.
Just before we finish up, I just want to acknowledge the work being done behind the scenes from our First Nations working group that was formed to be able to put this event on and hopefully in the future do a lot more throughout the club and implement these type of practices into what we do.
Awesome. And the address?
40 Beager Street, The Grange.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Blakey, can anyone still get involved in the event?
Yeah, more hands make light work. So if anyone's interested in being involved in the setup and planning, we'd welcome you with open arms. Also, we're still looking for more storeholders that are interested in being a part of the event. So if you are interested, I'd probably suggest contacting the club and we'll follow it up from that end.
All right, so if you want to get down, it is on Saturday, the 21st of August. It's a family day, so bring everyone down and get involved. Bit of entertainment and different games happening for the kids. Go down and show your support.